hour of In Defense of Humanity. I am Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about the legal efforts that were launched in California this summer, over the summer, to stop the implementation of SB 277, which brought an end to all vaccine exemptions. In other words, if your child's going to go to school in California, unless you have a medical reason, public or private school, unless you have a medical reason to get the child admitted, to get your sweet cheeks child admitted, you're going to have to go along and abide by their vaccination schedule. So this lawsuit, this legal action, was launched by a group of attorneys in an effort to get that stopped. And we've been listening to the two lead attorneys on this case. The first one we heard was Jim Turner. Then we heard Robert Moxley, and there's a few more minutes of the Robert Moxley interview on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Again, you might not be party to the controversy that we're hearing about, that Tim is writing about behind the scenes about who's trying to get the ear of the plaintiffs, but I want this message to be brought out because I'd like to see success for our friends and listeners in California.
Well, you know, I wish it wasn't a controversy, and I wish it wasn't a controversy that was being played out in the public eye. But the real danger of an appeal is would be to import the vaccine bias to the Court of Appeals. If the Court of Appeals has the opportunity to say that that the preliminary injunction motion is very, very well taken, and to say, the order on the preliminary injunction is very well taken, and they don't see what the plaintiffs are trying to squawk about, because everybody knows that nobody has the right to object to mandatory vaccines. Having the Circuit Court of Appeals exposed to that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. That could be a disaster.
It's premature.
Yeah, that could be a disaster. That's why, again, the appeal at this point would be ill-advised, ill-suited as far as to continue to succeed. So, folks out there, you're paying attention to this hashtag SB 277 issue. The thing that we're attempting to do, you guys are attempting to do in the courts, you don't want to go off halfway in this case. You want to completely deliver all the facts to the judge to force them to have to consider everything that was not considered in this initial attempt to get the injunction and ultimately overturn this. Again, there's more efforts to be done. If we're going to appeal, it seems to be that we need to amend the complaint first. Is that the clarity that I want to leave everybody with before we got to take a break?
That's correct. A judge in ruling on a Rule 12 motion has to not only accept what you say, but has to give you the opportunity to say more, i.e. to amend your complaint, before kicking you out of court for not having a sufficient complaint.
Okay.
And so,
Robert, we're out of time.
We hope we'll be allowed to amend.
Beautifully said, Robert Moxley. Good work. Anytime you need to drop by to let our listeners know, you're always welcome here.
Robert, thank you.
All right, back after this.
Okay, so now we heard from the second attorney on what the bar position is on this. And I have to tell you, these may be wonderful men. I'm not saying anything against these two men as individuals. I don't know who they are. I mean, they may be so dynamite that I'd be thrilled to have them to dinner at my house. You know, so I hope nobody interprets what I'm saying. As I look at this and I make these comments and try to call people's attention to the missing links in this, then I'm attacking these two attorneys. I am not. But if you're going to be a plaintiff in this case, anybody who's listening, if you're even considering being a plaintiff as they go forward, get a copy and read it yourself of that response from Judge Sabra. Read why the judge denied their motion. Don't rely on just the attorneys telling you. Read it yourself, and then you can ask the important questions of these attorneys before you sign your name, or God forbid, before you give them any money. Because this attorney, Robert Moxley, mentioned that the case law cited was over a century old. I'm sorry. There were three Supreme Court cases, and he didn't say Supreme Court decisions either, did he? The one in 1944 called Prince versus Massachusetts, okay? They aren't mentioning that again and again and again. These attorneys, there's no other excuse than they're withholding that information. That information I found on the website of the CDC. And in case you haven't seen it, I made a video. I will post it. The name of the video is Vaccination Rights and Bar Wrongs. In that, you will see an attorney talking to a group of parents of autistic children explaining all of this. And you will hear the same omissions from this attorney in front of that group of parents that you just heard from these two attorneys, Jim Turner and Robert Moxley. Moxley also said, I was just stupefied. He referred to it as a vaccine bias. The judge has a vaccine bias. It wasn't a judge's vaccine bias. It was two Supreme Court decisions. I never would have explained to an audience of people that this was a vaccine bias. I would explain that this was two Supreme Court decisions that have not been overturned. He is up against, does he realize that? What he's doing is challenging two long-standing Supreme Court decisions. And in our video, we pointed out that John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute attempted to do that, to challenge mandatory vaccinations, hopefully to the Supreme Court, and they refused to hear it. So no one's gotten them to even hear this issue since 1944. So I would hope anybody who thinks that they're going to get involved with this case, at the least, the bare minimum, and I will post a link on IDH program links page to that motion denial. We did a program on that. We went through what that judge had to say. These guys, if they're going to go back and ignore what that judge had to say, then they're wasting everyone's time. The other thing that was just the elephant in the room is the liability issue. In 1944, Big Pharma did not have a liability exemption. If their vaccines harmed or injured, they were liable. In 1986, as Robert Scott Bell brought up himself, that all changed. And since 1986 and since 2011, the Brucewitz versus Wyeth Supreme Court decision, there, Big Pharma has no liability even if they know their product is deficient. Even if they know their product's contaminated, they were given a free ride. So I just have to wonder if these attorneys in this are well-versed in the vaccination issue. And I cannot help but wonder why none of them thought to look at the CDC website and check for the legal authority that these agencies are claiming. They would never have walked into that argument had they known about Prince versus Massachusetts. But it really concerns me that none of them bring it up. That concerns me a lot. In the video that we did, Vaccination Rights and Bar Wrongs, we raised that very question. It's there, it's big, it happened in 44, and yet none of these guys are telling the public about it. And I honestly, we're going to open up for calls soon. If anybody can explain to me why such a monumental Supreme Court decision that's affecting all of us, why they're not bringing it up, other than are they truly, intentionally trying to conceal the reality of what has happened and what our courts are all about? That's my only conclusion I can reach. They don't want you to know. They want to keep you hiring them. They want to keep you believing in them. They don't want you to read the paperwork. They want you to just let them explain it to you. And we did a show on that, how all of their legal documents are written in a language we don't even understand. So I'm hoping people get the idea here that we've got a problem. These lawyers are, I see no way they can succeed. But I'll leave it up to you. I'm going to post the motion denial as it was written by that judge, and I'm going to post the video that we put together, Vaccination Rights versus Bar Wrongs, and let the listeners decide. Okay, we have a caller. Thank you. I'm glad Chris called in. Chris is really into this as well. Chris, what do you have to say?
Well, I have to agree with you that there's a strong suggestion that they may be intentionally withholding inculpatory or exculpatory mitigating extenuating questions, like the Prince law you spoke about, to perpetuate the case and keep the money flowing in to fund the fight from the people who are trying to preserve the rights. Right. However, I also cognize that if we go down the constitutional road, that's a dangerous concept, but the natural rights that each individual has by virtue of their humanity may have more power than the constitutional, although buoying it up to the Constitution preclusions under the 4th, 5th, maybe 1st Amendment contemplations, and 10th, under other rights, which are particularly those natural rights that it alludes to, the people that existed far beyond and before governments of mere men.
Well, you know what, Chris? They're never going to do a natural rights case. You know that.
Well, of course, because it's not in their fiduciary interest
to do one. And they wouldn't know how.
Another aspect that I noticed that was pretty apparent to me, there's a couple of different things. One, rather than amending a complaint, that when you amend a complaint, you replace the whole complaint as new. And there may not be everything to amend. There might be good law in the case they have, but they could do a supplemental pleading to amend the complaint, to addend it, to add to it, without altering the full context of the original complaint, thereby having a basis for keeping it into play, or they could replace the whole complaint if there's a tactical need to do so.
Well, here's the thing, Chris, and this is what I'm hoping the listeners will understand. When you're talking about constitutional rights, you're talking about living men and women and children, living beings. Mm-hmm. But these courts don't do constitutional rights. They do UCC. That legislation, SB 277, was written for the corporate person. It says in the very first or second sentence that it was for the person as a pupil. So you've got two jurisdictions. They're trying to bring in the constitutional jurisdiction in a legal system that doesn't hear it and cannot hear it, as this Harmon Taylor discovered, much to his shock and dismay. These are commercial courts all the way up to the U.S. trial courts, all about commerce, all about persons. So these lawyers, unless they understand that and think that they've got a way to deal with that, I know a way they can deal with it, but they're never going to do it because they are bound by the restrictions of being a bar attorney.
They don't have a vaccine bias. They have a bar and income bias.
There you go.
And since you mentioned Mr. Turner's position and his shock and disdain and confusion about being so brutally abused by the judge and using all those malicious, maligning terms of nonsense and frivolous filing and so on and so forth, like they always treat us grossies out here, to dispatch us and basically tell us to go pound sand because they don't want to deal with a pro se lawyer because we're not paying the bar to play in their courts.
Yeah, but if you're in a commercial court, if you're in a commercial court and you're trying to bring in a constitutional argument, you're going to get that kind of response. The court cannot hear a constitutional case. What was so interesting when they talked about education, how did they put it? Fundamental right to an education is apparently in the Constitution for the state of California. Mm. My first introduction into this this dual legal system which we find ourselves in was when I looked at the Constitution for the state of Ohio, and then I looked at the statutes for the public health, and I just scratched my head and said, these are contradictory. How can that be? How can these be contradictory? And that's what the first, and I asked everybody, and the kind of answers I got was, well, they can't do that. And I said, you're saying they can't do that, but they've been doing that since 1951. So if they can't do it, how come they're still doing it? And at the time, I wasn't quite fully aware that they slipped the UCC in 50s and 60s. So I was just kind of asking everybody, how could this be? I have a friend in Central Ohio, and it was really cute because she decided to send an email to the Supreme Court of the state of Ohio. I love her. She, you know, she's not afraid to ask anybody anything. And she said, what about when they pass a statute that's in conflict with the Constitution for the state of Ohio? Guess what they said to her?
It's up to our discretion.
Yeah, it was the Supreme Court. They says, contact your legislator.
Well, there were a couple of other really exciting points, I think, about that. It's important that we challenge the meanings of words. Remember, Voltaire says, before we speak, let us define our terms. Mm-hmm. I think those are words of attorneys for sure, and those that are going to adventure into the legal la-la land really need to pay close heed to. And a couple of the words that I would seriously challenge is vaccine. I don't think there's a credible definition for that. It gives the illusions of something that everybody thinks they understand, but it doesn't declare the true nature that what you're really getting is an injection, and it's likely for infection. And challenging the science is what the judge recommended, and that goes under the Daubert analysis and the Frye test.
They're not going to be able to. I'm telling you, Chris, they will not let them. Did you get a chance to read that motion denial?
I have not yet. I will.
Okay, I'll send it to you because the judge said there in it that this court is not here to judge the science. That's up to the legislators. The judge is saying we will not judge the science. He's saying that he won't hear it. He won't judge it. He's telling them that up front. You're not going to win this on the science because they are going to accept the science of the agency network, and they're not going to re-examine it.
That's my problem exactly. You need to bring in a real, independent, third-party, peer-reviewed, professional, technical scientist who knows the science and the dangers and hazards of vaccines and the falsity of what they advertise and the dangers and the black box warnings that accompany every one of those drugs they want to inject into your children. And that then brings in the Daubert analysis, and you challenge the quality of the science of the conflicted financially agencies who get expertise paid by the people who want to promote the drugs as opposed to true science, and that's where the rubber meets the road, bringing in the Daubert analysis, GE versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals, which is observability, measurability, and repeatability. If it doesn't meet those through and under a true independent test that's qualifiable and observable and measurable, it does not rise to the level of science.
They're not, but again, Chris, I agree with you, but you're talking about science that is for living men and women. They are with an emergency. They are. I saw a case that was won in Pennsylvania on fluoride. The judge heard all the science, and the judge decided, yes, you have a right in your town to get rid of fluoride because it's dangerous. The agency network, CDC, contacted that court and overruled it and said that court had no authority to challenge the science of the agency network. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. so you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We're talking right now about the lawsuit that was filed in California. I believe they withdrew it, and they're redoing the complaint. Their motion to stop the implementation, they're to an injunction, failed. And I will send you, Chris, I have an article by a major law firm in Washington, and I'll have to go back in my files and find it, where they were talking about when you're dealing with an agency network, and that's what they're dealing with, the agency network, because it is the agencies who implement this. It's not the legislators who implement, it's the agencies. The agencies make the rules of what everybody has to do. This law firm did a wonderful PowerPoint when you're challenging the agency network, and in it they said, you cannot ever win on the science in this network. Can't be done. Can't do it. They won't hear it. They will not acknowledge there's flaws in their science. And however, Chris, the big elephant in the room is the lack of disclosure and the lack of liability. To me, that's what they should have focused on.
I agree with you 100%, and I will observe that under the Administrative Procedures Act 551D and 552 and 553, in particular, the Administrative Procedures Act, you do have to exhaust your administrative remedies in order to go forward. And that's what Texas did in the Judge Hunan case on John Park's trial bridge. Right. Let me pick something up that I left out because the listeners are kind of left hanging. I mentioned GE versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceutical and the Dalbert test. The one that sets out that test, that three-pronged test, is Kumho KUMHO, Kumho Tire Company Incorporated versus Carmichael. And that's where it lines out the three-prong test, and they're looking at psychology, psychiatry, and other aspects of the social sciences, and they claim that because of the conflict of the fiduciary interest of the psychiatrist or psychologist, they cannot come up with repeatable, observable, and measurable, because you'll ask two psychiatrists or three, and you'll get three different opinions because they're all interested in their own financial interests. And this is the same problem with the agencies.
Right.
The money that paints the science is where the defect is, and the definitions, and that bringing it through the administrative process and then to a federal court. In fact, Dr. Wynn Parker is trying to be set up as a overall master hearing officer for scientific issues because he is a bona fide expert.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got another caller. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate that input. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Kim, we have our next caller, Pat from Texas. Good evening, Pat.
I have a really bad experience with the flu vaccine, but first I wanted to tell you, I'm interested in getting the legislature to do something in Texas. And I we should try to elect conservative MDs to the legislatures. But I need to know what language they would use to justify a vaccine. Do you know it?
What language they would use protecting the public health? That's what, if you go and you look at this motion, you're going to see it. I'm going to post it, Pat, on my website. I'll put it on the anticorruptionsociety.com website under the IDH program links page. And that denial of the motion came directly from the court system. And it absolutely reflects everything you hear as far as propaganda. It is a reflection of the propaganda that these agencies sell. It is a reflection of the propaganda that is told to the legislators. It is a reflection of the propaganda on the CDC website. That is where I would start. Read that, and you will see that's what they're all being told. So if you're going to try, I have not seen anybody succeed. If big pharma lobbyists take over your legislature, the chances of the little guy winning over their big bucks is pretty slim. But
I used to understand Texas had a reputation for awarding to the plaintiff, and that I'll bring their cases here when they have. But anyway, let me go back to my next question. I had my experience was that the doctor gave me the vaccine when I told him I didn't want it. They just had it in my arm just like that, and I got really sick. That's what I want. I want a written permission slip, written, and then I after I got well, I went to the pharmacy. Well, I got flu.
Hold on, Pat. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
About, I guess, Pat, we have another caller, Pat, so you want to finish up what happened with the vaccination?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I went to Walgreens, they advertise a big shot, a flu shot big, and I asked them for the package insert before I get a flu shot, already had it, already knew, and they said, oh, no, you can't have that till you get it. I said, are you kidding me? Please, you're kidding me. And I said, this has got to be corrected. And so she went over to the computer and got me one, and I read, and it said that if you have the flu or taken that you have 2 years to make a claim. And, of course, by then, my 2 years was up, all my disasters had already happened. But I just wanted to ask you, I've heard lately that that's not true anymore. You don't have any time. You can't make any claims.
Well, probably you can't, but I like the part where you persisted and you got it. I like that story. Yeah. Good for
you.
You
have to do all that stuff.
You know, good
you
for
know, you.
You
got to be out front.
You really do.
Okay.
I mean, I hope everybody hears you. You persisted. You know, I get emails.
Well, I'm going to think.
I get emails.
I don't know
from,
what they.
I get emails from people who tell me they ask their doctors for these package inserts and they outright refuse. And
well,
that's
just
not
out,
acceptable. That's just not
I
acceptable.
I told him I didn't want it. I didn't want it. Then Well, anyway, he's not my real doctor. My doctor works for him, so that's the problem. See, but anyway, yeah. I wonder how can you get a trial by jury I mean, administrative can be a trial by jury, but is there some way of what
well,
you can do to do that?
You have to go through the administrative process, and maybe we'll talk about that in a future show. It is a process.
Okay, and because I think we should try to keep our trial by jury and the Constitution and all these people wanting to have a convention and all that. We should try to keep that because I have won a trial by jury and this courts that, you know, they're not supposed to hear me.
Right. But these are administrative. These are administrative when you're dealing with these agencies. In fact, there is an attorney, Jonathan Emore. He advertises himself as both constitutional and administrative attorney, and he has gone through that administrative process trying to defend people, but he has not had much success. Unfortunately, it is incredibly difficult. But you have to remember, Pat, and I hope all the listeners remember that in their court, unless you make some kind of a point, you are a dead legal fiction person. These are statutory laws in statutory maritime courts. You are not a living man or woman. That's what's happening. These lawyers have yet to acknowledge that. Some have, like Melvin Stamper, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. Read the book. Chapter 2 is particularly enlightening. But that's who we are. Those statutes are not written for little boys and girls. They're written for persons as pupils.
Well, I know somebody who represented themselves that way, and they were doing not so badly because, you know, they lost. They went to the next court. But he failed to get a copy of a document one time, and that messed him up. But when he did go to court, every time there was nobody there but lawyers listening to what was going on.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, thank you, Pat. We have another caller. I'm glad you called in, though. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay. Wes from Idaho. Wes, are you there?
Comment. Two comments and then a question now. Comment. When Parker name came up a few moments ago, he told me years ago now that he designs vaccinations. I wanted to know where he stood on the subject, and that's what he told me. Another comment, the movie Vaxxed, I watched that, and I guess it's good overall, but Andrew Wakefield said, oh, we need to break this MMR shot up into three separate shots, and we need to give it later than that. We're giving it too young. Hold it! I'm out of my chair. Andrew Wakefield, you are not getting to the root, as I understand it. No vaccination has ever been safe or effective, and no vaccination ever will be. This, according to Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. My question, part of the legal problem, is it not, Al, that we go in there, they're assuming that we are U.S. citizens, and we should put an affidavit in there? No, we are not U.S. citizens. Ralph Winterud and others are saying, you know, they assume that you are a 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, and voting is one way it makes it evidence that you are. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, and we did a show, I think, recently on canceling your voter registration. But there are two parts to this, and a lot of the people in this legal reform movement don't get it. You know, they get the U.S. citizen parts, but if you look at federalism as Clinton brought it in 1999, Clinton changed the whole game from the White House, and nobody seemed to complain, you know. He brought in federalism, and federalism defines you and me, people of the states. That's what they're referring to. We have, we are permitted. We have the freedom. I'm going to think of the exact words. We have the freedom. Now he's giving us your freedom. Is everybody listening? Oh, thank God Bill Clinton gave me my freedoms. You have the freedom to define your moral, political, and legal characters. Now, your political character would be you're not a U.S. citizen. Your legal character would be you are a living flesh and blood man. You got to put both in there. Define both your political. You are not. You don't have to say what you are. Just say what you're not, because all their rules apply to the citizens. And then add in, and your legal character is you are not a dead legal fiction person. You are a living flesh and blood man. So I'm glad you brought that up. Unfortunately, a lot of people miss that it's twofold. Twofold. First, you cannot even choose your political affiliation unless you're alive, people. It's twofold. First, you have to resurrect yourself from the dead, and then you can make your claim that you're not a U.S. citizen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, I have another caller. Thanks so much. I appreciate you bringing up those points.
Thank you.
Okay, can we take the next call? We have Fred from Michigan.
Yeah, hey, there she is, Elle.
Hi.
So the doctor-patient contract is, in essence, what this is all about. And relative to any valid contract, the rules of court is how they're operating. As you said, it's a commercial, a commerce, legal system, and it's predicated upon, obviously, one's arrogant, ignorant, and it usually is arrogant and ignorant, obviously, acquiescence into that international Talmudic Kabbalah, Zohar, fiction venue, commercial venue, and it is Talmudic. It comes right, you know.
Well, okay. I mean, we can argue that point. Some people brought that up on the show, and we can argue that point. I don't choose to do that. I don't choose to refer to it that way because I can't prove that. Everybody says, well, we've got this and we've got that. But I'll tell you what we do have in their own words that we can hang our hat on. In their own words, UCC Article 1 General Provisions, okay? And this is what they say. The construction of uniform commercial code to promote its purposes and policies. B, unless displaced by the particular provisions of the uniform commercial code, the principle of law and equity, including the law merchant. So I just refer to it as the law merchant because they admit it.
That's internet. Yeah, but they don't define it as international commercial law. Elena Kagan, when she became Harvard Law School dean, she terminated constitution law classes, did you know that, and substituted international Talmudic law classes. And last year, Bibi Netanyahu declared officially that the Sanhedrin has been reconvened reconstituted, and Talmudic law is the law of the land. So when I recall Elena Kagan's acts and her senior thesis, as well as Hillary's senior thesis regarding Saul Alinsky, rules for radicals, rules for revolution, and all of that, this is exactly what the court system is all about. And,
well,
and all we got to do is what the people in Delaware have precisely delineated. They are operating on what's called rules of court, and how we must interface is on the basis of 12B1, the rule of court, 12B1, 12B2, 12B3, and that is establishing for the record at the court or prior, as Wes and others like myself have said, an affidavit of commercial notice pursuant to the perfected, lawfully valid, statutorily, legally binding security agreement, indemnity, bond, financing.
Okay. Let's not get into that tonight. Right now we're talking about SB 277 and the vaccination mandates. I think we'll save the bonding thing for another night if you don't mind. That's not quite apropos, because we're trying to figure out here how we can protect our children from mandatory vaccines. That's the topic for tonight. But maybe in the future we'll talk about the bonding thing, okay? But I disagree with the Talmudic. Many people call this Roman civil law, but I think the safest thing to call it is law merchant, because it's commerce. It's commercial law. And we see it everywhere, and it's by contract and agreement. And unfortunately, we are unwittingly, unknowingly agreeing and contracting with our signature, which puts ourselves in their jurisdiction. And that's what we try to get people to understand. I think you get that part, don't you, Fred? Oh, okay. All right, let's take a call from Jason in Boston.
Jason from Boston?
Yes.
So why don't you go back to Fred and come back to me?
Fred's gone.
Okay, Fred's gone. So, hi, guys. that's kind of a hard start, right? How the hell am I going to be elegant now? So that
Did you have a question or a comment, Jason?
Yes, I had a question and a comment.
Okay.
So my comment, I guess, would be on in terms of vaccination. Mandatory vaccination is the most disgusting thing that I've ever heard of becoming a 32-year-old adult in my entire life. And I've seen it also in Mexico and in the United States of America. Why would the government be so bold in a way to say that they think that they have the right to vaccinate our children on a mandatory basis?
Okay, now, what you've just hit on, you want to know how that works, and I'll post this on my website, and you
well,
can...
Well, this is not what I called about, but you got the feed was fucked up, and you called me about it.
Okay, we can't use any words like that, okay?
I'm very passionate.
It doesn't matter. We're not using those words. Parents Patriae. We did an article on Parents Patriae, and I will post a link. I'm writing a note. And when you read that, you will see how that Supreme Court decision that we referred to earlier, Prince versus Massachusetts of 1944, brought in Parents Patriae, and then when you read that, you will see how that all fits in to create the monster that we are now looking at. That occurred in 44 after some major changes took place in the 30s in our government throughout our courts. In 38, they changed our courts. The Supreme Court changed everything. We did a show quoting Fred Rodell, who wrote a book in 1939 called Woe Unto You Lawyers, where he admitted in 1939 that what had been unconstitutional the day before, the judges were now calling constitutional. That he didn't really know why, but that was a reflection of the changes that came in the 30s with the New Deal. So we're unraveling that still today. Does that make sense?
Slinky or something. Or a spring. How do you unravel a spring, right? It's like, oh, where's the real truth in there? And you're trying to unravel a spring, right? Does that make sense?
I don't think we're trying to unravel it. We've got all the documents to prove what's gone down, and we've posted them on our websites.
Take it to these people, because here's what's happened. What your listeners need to know is that Hillary Clinton is a criminal. And
Okay, thank you for calling in. That's not our topic tonight. I appreciate your call, though. Maybe next week we'll talk more about politics. But tonight we were talking about mandatory vaccines. So, people, I'm going to have to wind it down now. Please support RBN. I didn't get a chance. I want to get that in before the end of the show. If you have a computer access, go to republicbroadcasting.org. On the top tab, you'll see donate. This is a wonderful network. It allows us to talk about things that other networks won't allow you to talk about, such as challenging the legal structure, and pretty much, you know, tell the truth as the truth is, not as the truth is politically correct. We get to tell the truth as it really is. This is important radio network. You certainly don't want to lose it. So anything you can do to support RBN, if you can't go to their website because you can't access a computer, you don't easily have access to a computer, I'm going to give you a phone number you can call so you can donate. The phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 1. 800-724-2719, extension 1. Now, please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer that we do every week at the last 5 minutes of the show. We have to spend time and effort to visualize the kind of beautiful world we know we all deserve. This music is lovely, and close your eyes and picture a better world. We'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.
That can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food Storage, you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media.